I'm in the EG studio with Pete Kumposht, who is our, what do we call it, executive director?
That's right.
It's quite a good title, that, isn't it?
You think so?
I think so. Okay. But we are here in the studio today because I have been sitting in here with very many leaders from the real estate world to talk about our exciting new product, which is Radius Data Exchange, and that has been taking up a lot of your time, hasn't it, Pete?
It has indeed, yeah.
And can you, before we listen to the guys out there who are using it, can you tell us a little bit about, I guess, EG's involvement in Radius Data Exchange and the story so far and where we've got to?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's actually been a long story. It's been going on for about, you know, 4 years now, where we've been working very closely with the market, trying to find a better way of getting the market to use and extract value from data. It appears that over the last few years, from lots of conversations with the market, that there's been a real dissatisfaction around the quality, the reliability, the accuracy, and the timeliness of data. So we proposed some time ago a different approach. We proposed that rather than getting us to call the market and trying to get the data or asking people to supply the data for league tables, that we would create a contributory database model where the market would come together, lean in on the same terms and agree to share their data in order to create the most accurate and complete view of the UK real estate market possible. And we genuinely felt that the old model of having lots and lots of telephone researchers calling the market wasn't the most efficient or effective way for us to collect data, and we also felt like we would never be able to create the data set that the market wanted in calling the market. So we were very fortunate to have been selected by the market to create a contributor database where the market have agreed, and when I say the market, to start with, the big 9 or 10 firms agreed that they would share their data. And since then, since we launched in April, that community of agents agreeing to share data is growing at a staggering rate. So we're really pleased with the progress that we're making, and it feels that there's a genuine appetite from the market to take a more modern approach to how they share data in order to create that, hopefully, the clearest picture of the UK market.
And I think when people listen to the interviews in this podcast, we're going to listen to interviews with Tony Harrell and Kate Morgan from Colliers, and also James Sparrow from Savills, about how they look at data and how they're using it. It's really I was going to say heartwarming, that's probably the wrong word, but they're really encouraging to hear how important they see it is for everyone in real estate to come together and share their data, and how, you know, this old idea of this data's mine and mine alone just doesn't stand anymore, and it's all about what you do with it that counts, not the collection of it. And, you know, if people haven't seen and had a play around on Radius Data Exchange, it's super easy, isn't it? It's a couple of clicks of the button and you've got an overview of the market. And from the interviews that I've done, it's all about freeing up time for people to do that value add work.
Yeah, and you know, there's absolutely no way that any of those big firms in isolation would be able to create that clear view themselves. So the only way to create it is to collaborate and share. And to be clear, you know, they are all agreeing to share the same stuff, you know, and it's not some of the most sensitive data that they hold, you know. It's the incentives, the lease break data. You know, if the market were going to come together, you know, they were never going to share all of their data, but the data that they're sharing is what we consider publicly available data. So you could find that on EGI. You know, we could get that data through calling those companies, or they're already supplying it through in order to appear on the league table. So actually, once you explain that and you give the market the comfort that actually, you know, you're not giving away any of your really kind of, you know, your special sauce, your the stuff that you really want to keep close to yourself, it's then about, once you've then created, you know, that complete view, you know, it's how, you're absolutely right, Sam, it's how you apply your skill, your resource, your expertise to a clear set of data. And if you're a big agent, a big national agent, or importantly, you're a smaller regional player, with that regional expertise applied to a complete data set, that should be advantageous. So, you know, it's not going to work unless this is very clearly a win-win scenario. And and the product itself, you know, it's a very clear give and get model. If you're not prepared to give your data, you can't get access to it. So you have a clear choice now. Do you want to work with the market in a much more modern way? Do you, and are you prepared to back yourself against a very clear data set or not? You know, the choice is now, there's a distinct choice around how you want to work with data moving forward. And it is a change for a lot of these firms, and the leaders that you've been speaking to have got to drive that change within their own organizations as well, you know, and there is some convincing to do. But, you know, I'm absolutely, you know, convinced that this is the way forward, you know, that these firms are going to see the benefit of a clear, accurate, reliable and timely view. And when we roll forward 2 or 3 years, it will be, you know, the way that everybody's using data. But, you know, as always, when you do something new, do something different, it's, you know, it takes a bit of time to kind of, you know, drive that change within those organizations and to convince everybody. But so far, we've been incredibly pleased and somewhat surprised, actually, by, you know, the lack of objections that we're getting to working this way. All of the EGI subscribers, you know, who are now, you know, moving on to Radius agreements, you know, are agreeing to share their data. So very little pushback on the notion of sharing data and appetite to do something, you know, different and modern. And many of these organizations are using this process really as a catalyst to really review how they use data within their own organizations, not just in order to do more deals, but, you know, how they store it, how they manage it, the systems that they use. You know, they know that data is important. They know that used well, it can drive growth within their businesses. They know that, you know, new employees or employees within their organizations want to work in a modern, proactive way, and they've known it for some time. And, you know, Radius has come along at quite a good time, you know, with the amount of noise out there in the whole prop tech world, which EG are, you know, delighted to support. You know, they know that, you know, things are changing, and they see the value in data used well, and they're using this as an opportunity to really review their own internal systems, as well as, you know, the services that they use to provide them with data.
One of the greatest things, I think both Savills and Colliers mentioned this, actually, that one of the reasons they enjoy working with EG on this project is, it could just be a tech solution. Could very easily be a tech solution. Maybe not easily. I should probably talk to the tech techies. They'll tell me it's not easy. But they wanted more than that. They wanted the history and the knowledge of the industry that EG has from our 180 odd year history, and the fact that we have the news and analysis there, that if you do want that extra bit of insight to go with the data, you know, that's also a couple of clicks of the button away. And I think that's a really important point for us, isn't it? And you know, thanks to the guys for making it and not and choosing us, I suppose.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, this is, you know, transformational for EG as a business. You know, we've been in data since 1996. You know, we launched EGI at a time when only 4% of our target audience actually had access to the internet at work, and 1996 doesn't feel that far away to me, certainly. So there's been huge change, and our focus is driving, you know, value to the UK market through better use of data and analytics. And I think that, you know, EG were selected because, you know, we're trusted. We have been around for a long time, and I hope and believe that, you know, we have done and will continue to do business in the right way. We value our reputation. We value the relationships that we've got in the market, and we're also backed by a very big organisation. You know, we're owned by RELX, which is a FTSE 20 business. It's probably the biggest business that nobody's ever heard of.
Aren't we like the 13th biggest business in Silicon Valley or something?
Yeah,
no one would ever expect.
That's right. You know, it's a very, very big organisation, and we are backed with, you know, and that's the reason why that's important is because, you know, we will continue to invest in our products. And And the real estate market is a key part of the RELX strategy moving forward, and we're able to, you know, commit to creating a brilliant product. And Radius is at the beginning of that journey. We believe that we've made a fantastic start, but it is just the beginning of a journey. We're here for the long term. As you said, we've been around for 160 years. You know, we plan to be around for a very long time. And we believe that Radius is going to fuel our business moving forward. And we believe that it is our opportunity to demonstrate to the market that not only can we continue to, you know, have strong relationships to do business in the right way, but we can, you know, drive real value to customers, where, you know, we want them to use our products and, you know, there to be a tangible ROI. You know, we are going to save you time, save you money. We are going to help you do more deals, do more business. And that's where we want to get to, where we can really prove to the market that not only, you know, do we do things in the right way, but we are a true business partner for the long term.
And the proof is in the pudding, I suppose. So we should hear from those who are actually using it. So let's hear first from James and then from Tony and Kate. So we are here in the EG studio with James Sparrow, who is a second timer in this studio, because you came along not so long ago when you were just taking up your role as Chief Executive of Savills UK.
I did indeed, and thoroughly enjoyable it was too.
Well, we'll hope that this one is enjoyable too. First off, though, we should say, how's life as Chief Exec?
Enjoying it.
Yeah?
It's, as you can imagine, it's a big organisation and a big challenge, but I'm enjoying it greatly. It's a fantastic business and it's a tremendous fun.
And it's a great time to be leading a business at the moment. So there's a lot of change that goes on, not just in the real estate world, but in the country at the moment, isn't there? Change, blink your eyes and we've got a new minister or another minister resigning. But in this industry, we are seeing technological change. We're seeing a change in the way that the traditional agency world operates. There used to be very much a feeling around data that data was very personal to a company. Now that seems to have been relaxed a little bit, and we have Radius Data Exchange, and that is something that Savills and now over 30 other agents have signed up for and have agreed to share their data. For you, why do you think there is that movement now to look at data in a very different way?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly the people's views have changed on this dramatically. This started off with the Windsor Group looking at the need for a better quality data for the agency sort of profession as a whole. And I think there's a general view that, first of all, as you say, we live in the world of big data. There's a need to have better quality data now than ever before. And I think there's a general view that a lot of this data is actually available anyway. So we've moved on from saying, well, everyone's very protective of their data, to simply saying that we know we can get hold of the data. So what we want to do is make it as easy as possible for people to get hold of that data, bearing in mind, as I say, that the information is largely publicly available. So the starting point here is the Windsor Group got together, and the view was that what we ideally want is sort of up-to-date information. We want accurate information, and we want information that's held in one place. And we were really struggling with that. And that's really what started this this whole process with Radius.
And that that accuracy that you talk about is so important, isn't it? Because there are clients out there who are probably more demanding than they were just a few years ago. So to be able to deliver to them quickly the data that is accurate must be so important for a business.
Well, I should firstly say that all our clients were, of course, all totally reasonable and fair at all times. But actually, yes, of course, they want accurate information. There's a need for that more than ever before. And I guess, as you say, that really leads on to just why we've done this with Radius, and so much as there was a view that we simply couldn't get hold of that information quickly. And this is you know, the agency sort of profession as a whole. And so our view was also that we were the ones that held the data. And so this was the one area, rather than historically we'd have all been in competition with each other, there was actually mutual benefit in us working together, because the data, we could get this accurate information for our clients and we could better service them. And this is really across the board.
And that is quite unique, isn't it, this industry actually coming together to share, and but at the same time remain competitive?
I think so. But as I say, I think the key thing is that most of this is publicly available information, but also there's a cost element for us, that we were the ones actually providing all the information in the first place. And collectively, we were paying various sources to sort of hold that information. And it just occurred to us that actually, why wouldn't we do it ourselves? Mm. But you're right, it's fairly unique and it's unusual that this is one area where, you know, particularly within the Windsor Group, we've been absolutely clear that we want to work together, and not only within the Windsor Group, that we actually want to extend it to across the whole agency industry. And clearly there's benefits for everyone to be part of it.
And what would you say some of those benefits are? Obviously for Savills, you're a big firm, you've got big research teams already, you have a wide reach, but there are pockets of the country where maybe there isn't that minute information that you might want, but they might have a client that wants to know about, I was going to pick a name of a place, but I can't even think of any. So is that helpful?
Absolutely it's helpful to Savills, and Savills is actually quite a good example, because we are genuinely a sort of multidisciplinary business that's like with offices all over the country. And so you could say, well, from Savills' point of view, you've got such good quality data already. But the reality is that there's absolute benefits for us to work with the Windsor Group, because, and in fact, the agency industry as a whole, because there's various pockets of the country where clearly we don't have data, others do. Now we can get hold of that data, but for us, our staff sort of spending hours, days trying to get track data down that we know we can get is not really a constructive use of our time. And similarly, it's the case for others in the Windsor Group and others in the agency industry. So really, it's a question of being efficient. And also, I think there's benefits to the industry as a whole in having generally accurate information for everyone. It's in no one's interest to have poor quality information. The issue for the industry is more to do with how we use the information, and that's what we should be focusing our efforts on.
And do you think that actually plays into attracting people to this industry as well, that you can talk about it as, you know, you're the value add part of the real estate chain now? It's that, you know, you don't have to spend that time researching stuff that may be readily available. Now you can, with a click of a few buttons, there's your report for you, and you can give the icing on the cake, I suppose.
You're absolutely right, and this is a discussion certainly with the younger people coming into our business. It's a big area and big topic of conversation, you can imagine, the whole prop tech, the whole big data piece. And I think the fact that we're embracing it in this way, for all the reasons you just said, is absolutely right, because people simply don't want to spend hours and hours tracking through trying to get hold of information when we can get hold of that quite quickly. And I think that applies across the industry as a whole. The challenge to the industry is how we now use this data and how that data is analysed, because simply collecting a ton of information is actually not that difficult if you get the right people doing it. The real issue is how you use that data, and that's really where the brain power and the added value comes in for us, and indeed everyone in the Windsor Group and beyond.
And how will you be using that data?
Well, I mean, from our point of view, as I say, it's really how we look at that data and how we can help use that for our clients to help market their properties, to understand their property interests, and particularly in the interest of asset management and the sort of wider consultancy services that we can provide. So the days of simply for an agent being a simple broker, measuring a building, preparing a brochure and then selling it, those days of things are becoming a lot more scientific. And to enable us to do that, we just need that quality data. So that's the direction of travel as we see it.
It's great that the industry has partnered with EG to develop Radius Data Exchange. Why did you do that?
Well, I think when the Windsor Group looked at it, we sort of set out the criteria that we thought was applicable in this case as to who we should partner with. And it was a pretty complex criteria. First and foremost, I think that we needed someone who really understood the industry and understood that what we were trying to achieve. So that was key. The second thing was preferably someone who actually had some data already. Thirdly, someone who had a platform, ideally, that already existed. And then finally, and perhaps most critically, someone who was prepared to invest in that platform. And when we did that analysis and we looked around, it was pretty clear pretty quickly that EG really were the only people who could do that. But as I say, I'll particularly stress that first point that understood the industry and understood the information. Because many organisations would say, well, we can just put this is purely a prop tech play. We can put the information together, no problem at all. But they haven't really understood what it's been used for. And that's why I think EG, we're partnering with EG and with Radius, I think makes this unique, which is why I think it will work.
Excellent. And one final question, just looking to the future, what do you think that the future of real estate consultancy looks like? How would you like it to look, perhaps?
Well, how I would like to see it and also how I believe it will be, and certainly all the evidence elsewhere suggests that's going to be the case, that these successful real estate providers in the future will be able to combine the power of big data and the power of technology and the bit that people can bring to that. And it's the combination of people and technology and data will be the people who will be successful in the future. And what I think we're fairly clear about is that without data, it's going to be a big struggle moving forward. But similarly, without people interpreting that data and actually going out and interfacing with the clients, also is not going to work. And I think it's the combination of the two is the future as we see it. And that's what I hope for, and that's what I genuinely believe will be the case.
Welcome to the EG studio, Tony Harrell and Kate Morgan, CEO and Head of UK Operations at Colliers International. We're here today to talk about data and something very unique that has happened, that a group of usual competitors have decided, hang on a minute, there's something that we should be doing differently, and that is, instead of holding on to our data for ourselves, let's share and share alike and make two and two equal five. Tony, can you tell us a little bit about what the hell I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course I can. And basically, principally, it came around from coming together in an agreement and talking of some of the larger real estate services practices in the UK. About doing something together, and the good thing really about the UK, and the reason I think this is possible, is that we live in a marketplace which is pretty close on a 200% market with advisors on two sides of transactions, and the other thing about the UK, unlike some other overseas markets, is that people actually work with other agents to do transactions and to do business. And for that reason, there's quite a strong bond and friendship amongst the whole competitive noise that one often hears about in our industry. And so it's not uncommon for advisors in different companies to work together. And I think that trust and that understanding between key individuals who have known each other for many, many years was probably an absolutely important part of us coming together and agreeing to do something together. Obviously, how we did it and what that meant and could we spend the time on it and who should our partner be were all questions down the line. But we certainly worked on a plan which was really saying, hey, can we begin to do something together to, if you like, put our own data in the same place, to maybe control our own data and maybe stop replicating what everyone else does as well. So that was the beginning of the journey, which took some time, but certainly all of it was sort of glued together by, I think, that key human bond between, you know, individuals who knew each other.
So there was a sort of sharing of data already, but it was a lot more sort of personal, I suppose, one-on-one down the pub. Not that anyone does that anymore, of course. We're all healthy living these days. And so that then turned into, hang on a minute, let's share our data and create some sort of system that can provide accuracy. It can take out the sort of time-consuming side of collecting that data and allow our staff to do better things. Is that right, Kate?
It allows us to focus on what we can do best, which is serve our clients. So rather than sitting behind a computer and doing all of the research, it's more about being with the clients, spending time understanding their businesses and, you know, showing them what's going on in the market. So it's been a great win for us, and we've definitely seen an uptake in people using the data since it launched back in April. So it's, you know, it's helping us already.
That's excellent to hear. And you know, obviously Colliers is one of the Windsor Group, one of the big guys out there, but this isn't something that is just for you and the CBREs and the JLLs and the Knight Franks of this world, for us to get a true picture of the whole of the UK market and to really be able to utilise that data and utilise the skills that companies have in-house. We need full coverage, don't we? So how important is it that all of the regions get involved, all of the independent firms get involved?
I think it's massively important for us because, you know, we're all national businesses and we all have strong presences in the regional cities. And, you know, you go up to the likes of Liverpool or Nottingham and you can see that they have some really big local players there where we don't have the same coverage as the national players. So for us to see that we have that exhaustive nature across the UK, we need to include those medium tier and smaller tier businesses as well. And I know that, you know, EG have been very proactive in getting those signed up, and I know that they've had a number sign up recently, which is really good to hear that it's not just the big players, it's the, you know, the people that are really active on the ground in the regions. And, you know, the cities are active at the moment. You know, it's not just about London. There's so much going on in those regional cities. And, you know, it's good that the focus has been pushed out from the start in Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool, Birmingham.
Yeah, and I think also from right at the beginning, from the core group, it was recognised that, you know, let's open this up as soon as we've got something to talk about to other parts of the country and some of the smaller but, you know, very important firms in certain, you know, prime or secondary markets or even tertiary markets. And you know, I think the key view was that for this to be successful, it had to be bought into by, if you like, the entire industry rather than just part of it. And I think, you know, hopefully we're on that road to making that come through.
And I think as well, that's where some of the previous systems that we've used have fallen down, that the data's been very strong in the cities, but we haven't had that input from, as Tony says, the tertiary centres as well, which is hopefully where this gap's going to fill.
Sure, and I guess as the market changes and, you know, clients are only going to get more demanding, aren't they? That's just the human nature, I suppose. That, you know, there might be elements of this country that you don't have the skill set in, but you have the client, and the client wants to know about, I always say, I'm going to say some small town, but I never know, my geography is terrible, so, but a little town that maybe they have some connection to and want you to give advice on, and then boom, press a few buttons and you can bring up a report and then use the knowledge that you have in-house about the type of property and that sort of thing. Is that attractive?
Look, the efficient use of data so that you can produce something quickly is probably the key thing. You know, we've moved on such a long way from you know, many page sort of long research reports on cities and all the rest of it. So, you know, it's sort of a touch of the hand on people's phones or on their devices now to actually bring out, you know, supply and demand, whatever it might be. It's just expected that it's there. If we, you know, the fact that we've got something that might look the same as everyone else now is actually really good. So in that sense, I think that's the positive part.
So I was having a chat with James Sparrow actually from Savills, and he said, in terms of picking a partner for this, they wanted someone who wasn't just going to give this a tech solution. There obviously is a clear tech solution, and hopefully we've built it, but it had to be more than that. It can't just be, well, here's the button to press on your phone. We need the insight there too. Is that something that was important for you?
I mean, obviously the group looked at a lot of potential partners, both from these shores and further afield, but there was certainly a sort of a comfort factor that the group getting together with somebody that was known and actually had a face and that had some history, and obviously had its own data anyway. So the merger of all of that seemed like a smart idea, and I think that there's a certain amount of trust that's always necessary on these journeys, and there were some very open conversations that were had early on, and and hopefully I think that makes the bond even stronger now. It's obviously step by step, year by year, but recognizing that you know who your partner is and you know what they're like to begin with is actually quite an important factor in any longer term relationship.
Mm. And you mentioned journey there. What do you think the journey is for the real estate community as a whole? Looking, say, let's jump forward 5 and, mm-hmm. and 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Look, the real estate industry and our journey is something which there are certain things that we do at the moment that I'm sure will become far more commoditized. Utilization of data. Everyone is looking, for example, at the moment about the whole valuation process, which is probably one of the easiest to actually commoditize. So I could certainly see that happening, albeit that you still need fantastic professional judgment to come up with the right answer at the end, irrespective of the data. I think there are other parts of our industry that perhaps might move a little bit in that direction. Look, at the end of the day, one of the interesting things I always say to the new people joining us, our new graduates, etc., is that they are so lucky because they have their whole lives ahead of them doing something that I've always loved doing, which is meeting other people. So the fact that there will always remain some level of human interaction through meetings or through talking or through seeing people physically is one of the joys of our industry. The fact that at your fingertips you might have some pretty basic knowledge for you to interpret in the right way is naturally goes with that. I don't think that's a necessary problem. It should in theory make us more efficient, should in theory enable us to spend more time on higher margin tasks. I also would say with data, it's not so much collecting it and having it, it's what you do with it and how quickly you do something with it. I could certainly see that with inquiries for space or inquiries for different types of space. The way the world works is speed. So speed of reaction and having something which is foolproof to draw upon is sort of basic necessity.
And Kate, you mentioned that people are already using Radius Data Exchange within the business. Are you getting feedback that it is helping them be quicker, more accurate, and then deliver that advice?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been canvassing feedback since we went live in April, and we've definitely seen a lot more people using the resource, and the feedback's generally been it's a lot easier to use. The information's there. They now have access to something that they didn't have before without spending a lot of time on it. So, it's definitely helping on the front line. I think in the next few months it will be really interesting once we get more data in, because we've just got to the end of the first quarter, so we've only got a certain amount of data. But what's been really interesting for us, actually, we were monitoring how supportive the people on the ground were going to be with providing their data, because obviously it was quite a big business change for us to want to give that data up. And I think every deal that we've done for this quarter has gone on the system now, so we're really proud of that people have bought into it. And when we did our launch event back in April, the turnout was really positive, so I think generally everybody's behind it.
Yeah. And we put some quite strict rules for you guys, don't you, that the data has to be clean and it has
That's
to
right.
be timely, so that and you get a score on that, and that must be I guess there can be some competition in that as well. Yep. Who's going to have the cleanest data?
I think there's certainly a bit of peer pressure, certainly what I've seen so far, which is healthy. And I think it will take different companies different amounts of time to sort of really get up to speed on this, but I think we are we're seeing some acceleration now in the last month or so hopefully that will work. But obviously it's up to you, the organisation, to make sure you monitor that and shout early.
really great to hear from both of those companies that are using Radius Data Exchange, putting the data in. If you are a subscriber, you can go and see all that. So next week you will hear from Andy Martin from BNP Paribas Real Estate, and also from Bidwells as well. So one of those important regional players.